Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Welcome back to Real Gospel. It's the X-Man, and you know I love when I've got in-studio company. Yes, Duran Gist is my very special guest. His song is called Him. We're going to hear the song, and he's making his way to the studios right now. This is Real Gospel.
Calling him Jehovah, others call him El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Some call him in the morning, others may call him in the middle of the day. But don't you wait till midnight, 'cause the things they write, call him right away, right away. Some people call him Messiah, someone's calling him Jehovah, others call him El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Some call him in the morning, others call trials.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. It's always an honor when gospel artists pass through the studios, and I'm so honored to have the one, the only Duran Gist in the studios. Did I get it right?
You have it perfect.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
For right now, because just give me a couple of minutes. And then but anyway, welcome to Real Gospel, my friend.
Well, thank you, sir. I am honored to be here.
Okay. And took an opportunity to listen to your song, Hymn, and it is unique. It is different. It is one of those songs that really ministers to your heart and your spirit. Has anyone ever told you that you sort of sound like Ron Isley?
That has been mentioned. that has been told to me.
Yeah.
But a few different artists' names have been mentioned. But yes, sir.
Who are the other artists?
That's a question. I want to say a little bit of Luther.
Oh.
And that's what people say. I'm
okay.
not saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Yeah.
And there was an artist named Billy Paul.
Oh.
Do you remember Billy Paul?
Billy
me
Paul.
And Mrs. Jones?
Yeah, me.
Yes.
Well, no, I can't sing.
Oh, you
I
mean, got it.
But I remember that song.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and a few others. But those. Oh, and a little bit of Maurice White.
Maurice White.
First one in five.
Oh, that's right. I'm about to say yes.
So,
okay.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's not bad. That's not a bad comparison.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, but you are who you are.
I am.
And that's, I appreciate that. Again, I've already welcomed you to the studios. The listeners are no doubt blessed to have this type of worship song to add to their repertoire. So, tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and how you came into the knowledge of loving the Lord.
Okay. Again, as he says, my name is Duran Gist. I am actually a PK.
Okay. Okay.
My father was a pastor, and I just found out that my grandfather was also a pastor.
Wow.
I didn't know that because he deceased before, and that information wasn't disseminated to me, but I recently found that out.
Yeah.
So in the bloodline. So it's in the bloodline.
Yeah.
So I've been following Christ pretty much all my life, but of course, as we grow up, we go astray.
That's right.
Into
right.
the world, and but as they say, train up a child in the way he should go.
Yeah.
And here I am back to where my roots are, and I've always kind of been there, but in and out.
Those of us who go astray have some of the most powerful testimonies, my brother.
Absolutely.
We have some of the most powerful testimonies. In fact, there's always somebody that we're able to reach who will ask the question, how do you know?
Absolutely.
How are you going to minister to me if you haven't been through anything yourself?
Right.
And so then they go, I didn't know you knew all that. Well, yeah, I did.
Exactly.
It makes a difference.
Yeah, and a lot of people assume that you haven't been to places because
life.
I guess who you're representing now. But no, I've been down there.
Yeah. So this song, Hymn, let me ask you this. First, so where you are from California, correct?
California.
Where are you from?
I am from California,
so
born in Los Angeles, California, but raised
Lakers
in
fan, huh?
Big time.
Okay.
And raised in Northern California.
Okay. I'm from the era of I'm not from LA. Have never been. It's on my list of places to visit. Grew up in Brooklyn, New York.
Ah.
So I'm a New York Knicks fan.
Oh boy.
And So, but I do remember watching the Showtime Lakers
that
growing
was
up, man.
That was it.
Yes.
That was it.
Yes. Magic, Kurt Rambis, Byron Scott, Michael Cooper, Kareem, James Worthy.
All those brothers. In fact, when I was in LA, living in LA, when I went back to LA, a lot of times some people would ask me, was I Magic Johnson? They said I had some resemblance.
Yeah.
And then I would kind of stretch the truth a little bit and say, no, but I'm his brother. Because that would get me inside of places.
Yeah. Hey, why not? Use it. When we're a child of God, we use the fact that we're a child of God to get us into access into many places.
He can get us into any place.
Amen. So the song Hymn, who wrote it? How did it come to be?
I am the writer, composer of Hymn.
Okay.
that song actually came to me as a 18, I don't think it was 18, 19 years old.
Gotcha.
However, it wasn't, it was birth then.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It went through some transitions as I went through different transitions in life. And I kept asking the Lord for a song. I was saying, Lord, yes. I want a hit song, because
mm-hmm.
I was in the secular music at the time.
Yeah.
And I believe he gave me this song.
Wow.
But he said, the way I had it, he said, no, not yet, son. You're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it.
Yeah.
You're going somewhere, but that's not it. And I have time. I'll wait on you.
Mm-hmm.
And so as time progressed, revisiting the song and praying about it, and not—I wouldn't even say I was praying about the song, but just praying about music in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, "Remember that song I gave you? That's the song I want you to minister. I want you to write. I want that song to be correct.
Okay,
the way it is, the way you had it, and still the way you have it is not correct."
Amen.
So he gave me lyrics, ideas, and over it took a long period of time, but came to fruition.
Who's the young lady singing in the song with you?
Her name, she's also an artist. Her name is Sue Ann Carwell.
Okay.
She is she's a great artist.
Yeah.
She's did a lot of session singing.
Yeah.
In Southern California.
Yeah.
If you look her up, you will see she has a discography out of this world.
Wow.
But she's good friends of the family. In fact, my wife, who probably I've met everybody through, seems like, we met at church at a
in
Los Angeles called Church on the Way.
Okay.
Pastor Jack Hayford.
Okay.
And they started, you know, conversations.
Yes.
And my wife said, "Hey, Duran, you know, Sue Ann, this is Sue Ann, and Sue Ann is an artist, and you guys ought to get together."
Amen.
And I think it took a little while before we did, but when we got together, she actually, in one night, she did 4 songs.
Wow.
She did 4 songs. Arranged the back. I mean, she took some of our ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I was with a production company.
Uh-huh.
We did a lot of writing. So she took a lot of our, I mean, she took some mm-hmm. of our ideas,
mm-hmm.
but she incorporated them into what she knew. And so that's who it is. And real quick, I want to say too, we had lost contact.
Yeah.
And then we did another song. My wife and I, we were working on another song, and I kept saying, "Oh, I wish Sue Ann."
Yeah.
Her name's Sue Ann Carwell. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Her name's Sue Ann Carwell, and I was always wishing. I said, "I wish Sue Ann could do this," because, and it wasn't him. It was a
mm-hmm.
song we did called "All That Jesus Stuff,"
uh-huh.
and my wife found her again.
Amen.
And we collaborated, and she did that. Then we came to her with him, and she blessed us with her vocals, and she was also my vocal coach in the studio.
Amen. So what can we expect from the upcoming project?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
What can we expect from the project?
What can or when can?
What can?
What can you expect from the project? Another, just prayerfully, another great, some more great compositions of music that will bless and uplift people. And guide them to Christ. That's what we're here for.
Amen.
To guide people to Christ.
Amen. Yeah, I see that you're friends with Gerald Albright. We mentioned that earlier. So he's friends of the family?
He is friends of the family. Yeah. Long time. Again, my wife, Venus Gist, initially knew the Albrights.
Okay.
Actually, before her and I were married, she's been friends with them for a long time. And it's interesting how he was thought about on this project,
uh-huh.
because we were working on this project, and I think I told my wife, I was listening to uh-huh. the production. Gerald was not on there yet, and we had just come out of the studio, me mm-hmm. and some of the other guys, and we were at a stoplight listening to the project, was getting all into it, and there was a red light, and we were at a red light,
uh-huh.
and the red light turned green, but I was in so deep into the song that somebody behind me honked the horn. And the horn, I was like, oh man, that would be, oh, this song would be great.
Yeah.
With a sax. And I told my wife, and she said, and I was thinking about, I had some, exactly.
You can use anything, right?
Anything. But I was thinking of some local guys, because I know some great horn sax players. Yeah. And my wife says, no. Why don't you, she said, listen, Duran. She said, you ever thought about getting into Gerald Albright?
Yeah.
I said, no. I said, that's a great idea. Uh-huh. But she said, no. Duran, think about Gerald Albright. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, but that's Gerald Albright. She said, I know. And so she did what she does.
Yeah.
And
amen. So in the closing minutes, come on over here, man.
Come on.
And yeah, come on in and chime in just a little bit. She's recording this for her. Introduce yourself to the listeners.
Hello, listeners. My name is Venus Gist, and I'm the personal assistant and wife of Duran Gist. He keeps me very busy.
Let him tell her, you keep him very busy.
Right.
So, Ms. Gist, when did you make the decision to, you know, become the manager / PR person / help meet and all the other stuff?
Oh, my goodness.
Why did that come to be? What happened?
Well, I think that happens when you say I do,
okay.
You know, from the very beginning. But my husband actually never thought of himself as an artist.
Uh-huh.
He always was a behind the scenes,
uh-huh,
writing,
uh-huh,
and producing, and like working with someone like Sue Ann,
oh,
who was a lead artist. So
yes,
when he wrote him, he was actually looking, uh-huh, for someone else to sing the song. And then I said, you know, you've been writing for years,
yeah,
and you have all these songs. Why don't you do him?
Hey.
And he just at first said, no. And then I said, well, think about it.
Yeah.
And it took him a minute, but he finally said, you know what? I think I am going to record it.
Hey.
And he did.
Hey. Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah. I can see the special bond between you two. I see the special anointing that God has given
Amen.
You two to work together, to minister together, Amen. To travel together.
Yeah.
And it is a beautiful sight. It
Thank
is a beautiful
you.
Sight. And I am so glad that God has paired you two together to do kingdom work.
Amen.
Yes.
And it was God, because before I never thought I would marry my husband.
Uh-huh.
I knew him through mutual friends as a totally platonic friend.
Yeah.
And it was God, because, you know, and after a while I went, no, he is a nice guy.
That is so awesome. That is so awesome.
Praise God.
Well, listen, thank you for coming to the studios, and thank you for being a part of Real Gospel. And where can the listeners find out more about you and your CD project? How can they get in touch with you all?
I'll let my wife.
She's got it.
Yeah,
okay, go ahead.
Well, you chime in too. So
yeah, hold on. Both of y'all talk.
Yes.
There you go. Let's put the mic between the both of you. There you
all
go.
Right.
Our ministry is Gist for God. That's lowercase G-I-S-T, the number 4. And capital G-O-D, Just for God. And we came up with that name because our last name is Gist, and we're the Gist of God, and we're Just for God. We're a family of 4. And like I said, we're for God. So that's how we came up with our name.
And the lowercase G, because we are small g's, God is the big G.
That's how we came up with it. And you can give them your Facebook page.
Facebook, do you remember what it is?
Here you go, yes.
My website is Gist for God at gistforgod.com. Actually, that's the email. I'm sorry, that is the email address. Can you give them the website?
Yeah, the website is www.durandgist4god.org. All right, and you can go and you can, you know, if you're interested and my husband for booking Duran Gist, or just to listen to his music, or to see more about his life, you can check out that website. YouTube, you can go to Duran Gist, the song Him. And for bookings,
there you go.
You can call 510-415-2564. He's an inspirational singer and a gospel singer, so
Amen.
Artist.
Amen. Amen. The Gists, thank you so much for dropping by Real Gospel.
We want to thank you.
Yes, thank you for having us. Yes. Amen. Thank you so much, Mr. Lawson.
Amen.
Yes,
you're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.